I'm WUWM's Olivia Richardson. The Democratic National Convention is becoming an all-virtual affair, and no speakers will be traveling to Milwaukee for the event. That includes former Vice President Joe Biden, who has been expected to accept the party's nomination 2 weeks from Thursday. The decision came Wednesday, with the DNC saying that changes was due to the threat of the coronavirus. DNC Chair Tom Perez says convention planners put the health and safety of the American people first. But it's a letdown to the city that originally expected to attract 50,000 visitors and millions of dollars in spending during the convention. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett held a press conference on Wednesday following the DNC's announcement. He says while he's disappointed, he understands and respects the planner's decision, noting that the DNC followed the science.
We can't forget the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic. And in this country, over 155,000 people have lost their lives. Over 4 million people have gotten sick. Countless people have lost their jobs, have had their hours reduced, are at risk of losing their homes. And so as disappointed as I am that we can't show off the city, our priorities have to be on helping people get their lives back in order.
Visit Milwaukee CEO Peggy Williams-Smith announced in a press release that Visit Milwaukee is also disappointed, although she says she will work with DNC officials to garner any Milwaukee-centric coverage that can come out of the convention. Some plans haven't entirely changed. The Coalition to March on the DNC says it will protest that week in Milwaukee, although it's working out the details.
You know, we're looking at how Biden not being physically in Milwaukee is going to impact what we do, and we haven't quite come to a concrete decision on that yet, but we still intend to be physically, you know, out there to protest.
The coalition originally planned to use protests to urge Democrats to take stronger stances in support of immigrants and Medicare for all. And the coalition decided to target police injustice, as demonstrations in honor of George Floyd appeared across the country this summer. Although Joe Biden won't be there for the convention in 2 weeks, the coalition says Milwaukee is still a good place to hold such protests because the city is not immune from violence by the police. The coalition plans to gather families who've been impacted to speak at demonstrations here during the DNC week. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.